Acoustic on Stray FM's Business Hub.
So it's time for the first time to welcome to the Business Hub Rick Parsons from Acoustic. Hello.
Hi there, Beth.
Now, you're the first time on the Business Hub, but you have been on a variety of Stray FM's other shows. Normally you're on the Health and Wellbeing show. But today we're talking business. We are on the Business Hub after all. And in particular, how you can get across what may be complicated products or services in the simplest way possible. Is that a challenge that you come across? I'm guessing so.
It's absolutely a challenge we've got every day. It is a technical sell from our perspective, but we're trying to make it understandable to a whole range of customers, from architects through to builders, contractors, homeowners, landlords. Our client base, our customer base is very diverse, and each of them has a different understanding of sound.
I suppose with somebody who's in the trade, who's a builder, who's an architect, they'll have a bit more of a clue of what's going on. But somebody like me, if I had a noise problem, I would have absolutely no idea where to start. So how do you help me on that?
So the process we take them through is one of trying to understand their building, how it's constructed. You know, for instance, is it your ceiling? Yes, it is. The sound's coming down through the ceiling.
Can we test this?
We can test
it. Can we do it online?
Let's do it online.
Let me load up the internet. You've had a new website, I believe.
Yeah, just last Friday, we've launched a brand new website as an upgrade to our other one, a complete refresh.
Is that important to make sure that your website is fresh and new and up to date?
Absolutely. It's got to look contemporary. It's got to be able to perform functionally a lot quicker than some of the old websites. So ours, lovely, bright, white, clear, and something, a keyword called responsive. So it will look the same on your mobile. It will adapt its shape to suit the screen of a tablet, a mobile, a desktop, lots of different size of screens. But it's got to follow a real logical flow, particularly in a world where we're selling a more technical product or service. We've tried to create a very easy way of somebody selecting which is the right system for them.
Okay, let me pretend I am a landlord. Let's say I've got some flats, three flats on top of each
property
other.
Property magnet.
Yes, I'm doing very well. But my tenants keep leaving, I'm thinking, because of noise. So I'm going to go onto systems and I'm going to say I need my ceiling soundproofing. So let's click on my ceiling. And with each click, it's getting rid of lots of different options. So I've got at the minute 13 different options, of which, I'll be honest, none of them I understand. But I don't need to at this point because it's narrowing them all down.
Yep.
Next one is construction. I'm pretty sure that my ceilings are concrete. Let's click on concrete. Okay, it's narrowed it down to just five. There's then a whole variety. There's fixing, there's performance, there's cost, and there's thickness. Now, I am a great landlord, but I'll be honest, I haven't got a lot of cash in the bank, so I'm going to go for cost. That's all right with you. I've got two options, and I'm going to go for the lower one. That's narrowed it down to four. And then my final option that I'm going to go for is thickness. I don't want my ceilings to become even lower. So I'm going to go for the lowest thickness. And there we are. It's given me one option. Apparently called the Genie Clip Concrete Double Plus. Yep, still don't understand what that is.
It's a catchy little title. But you can see the cutaway diagram there. So it helps you understand.
I'll click on it. Here we go. And it's opening up a whole load of different information. Yeah, it's a very clear diagram. Shows me all the different layers. I know exactly what I'm getting myself into. And then there's loads of stuff below it as well that says what noise it cuts out. It will reduce loud conversation, raise TV levels, home cinemas and loud music. And it's got loads and loads of different information.
What we've done online is try to replicate the natural process that we take people through on the telephone. So the first questions will be, tell us about the noise that's disturbing you. Can you tell where it's coming from above in your instance as a property magnet? What is your ceiling construction made of? So we've done it in almost a conversational style and tried to represent it in a logical, easy drop-down menu so that what you're doing with each click is you're taking maybe another 50% of the options away. Ideally, you end up with one, possibly two different options. And as you've seen, very quick and very easy to work through.
What I have to say, though, is if I was doing work on my property it's a bit nerve-wracking, particularly if they've never heard of acoustic soundproofing before, if they've never had a service done like this. I don't know whether to trust you or not. I'll be honest, I'm not sure.
I can understand your suspicions.
So what I really want is to be able to talk to other people who have been through this before.
And we'd always encourage you to do that. I would always say, you know, get some other quotes, talk to some other companies. But if you, to try to make that easier, if you look on our homepage and scroll all the way down to the bottom, you'll see a whole range of feedback from an independent company called Trustpilot. So if you follow your example through where you had a genie clip on a ceiling, it won't take you long before you can go into those sets of feedback, find another customer who's had genie clip and find out what their experience was, not only of the product and its performance, but also of acoustic. And I'm delighted to say of the 109 reviews we have so far, we're at 94%.
That ain't half bad. I suppose the difference with using something like Trustpilot, you can sometimes you see websites where they have testimonials and they've only picked the very best ones and they've put those on. With Trustpilot, I presume you can't edit that. You can't just sneakily put in an extra, yep, they were brilliant.
Absolutely, and that's one of the reasons we went with Trustpilot, because we're trying to be as transparent an organisation as we possibly can.
What about person to person? Because that, at the end of the day, before you're going to come into my house and do anything, I want to meet you and I want to talk it through and double check that what I think is actually right.
Absolutely, completely agree. People is an often used phrase in business. People buy from people. You want to have human contact with somebody. The website will never replace an individual at the end of a telephone line or meeting you face to face, whichever is appropriate, to help explain the very technical aspects of sound, whether it's insulation, sound absorption, how these systems fit together as a group of 10 products, for example.
So then, if I am somebody who is, this is interesting for me, maybe I have a noise problem, maybe I have an office that is always just a bit noisy and you can't get your work done, whatever the problem is, where should they go if they want to have a look at this snazzy website and work out what it is that they would like?
Take a look at acoustic, acoustic.co.uk, or give us a call on 01937588122 and we'll be delighted to help.
And we will put lots of links as well on strayfm.com in our business section. Rick, thank you very much for coming in.
It's been
in.
A pleasure. Thank you, Beth.
I feel like I understand it a lot more now.
Thank you. Acoustic on Stray FM's Business Hub.